Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And America's exit poll is still open, but it's been open actually for a long time. We've been talking to voters who voted in the primary season, early voters, and we talked to a number of voters yesterday about their experience going to the polls and participating in the most important way in this 2008 election. And we're going to bring two of those voters back from America's exit poll, Bishop Lathonia Wright, who's an Obama voter from Roanoke, Alabama. Bishop, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Justin Pitt is from Franklin, Tennessee. Justin, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Justin, you're a McCain voter, right?
I was.
You were. Now, what happened yesterday? What's your impression as you woke up this morning?
I think that there were a lot of forces that were working in Senator Obama's favor. I think that the country really took stock of the last 8 years that were, I think, my party didn't do a good job. So, and I think the chickens come home to roost, and they did.
Chickens. That's right. Now, down in Roanoke, Alabama, Bishop, only 30% of the people voted for Barack Obama. McCain really won your county. But how are you feeling this morning?
I am elated. I have cried. I think the country is in the right direction now.
Now, why are you crying?
For joy. You know, I'm 57 years old, and when Dr. King was assassinated, I was a senior in high school. I'm in the political arena, and I've seen a lot of progress, and I never thought I'd live to see today when we would elect a black president of these United States, and I'm just elated.
Now, it sounds to me like you're standing a little taller, maybe a head held a little higher there in Roanoke, Alabama, amongst your Republican friends and neighbors. My question for you is, what are you looking for from Barack Obama to determine if he can actually lead this country at a really challenging time?
I am hoping that he can turn our economy around, that, you know, we can make Main Street a prosperous place for mainstream America. And if he can bring us out of that senseless war in Iraq, I think there will be a positive step in that direction, because we've wasted too many billions of dollars over there.
All right, Justin Pitt, if you have tears this morning, I suspect they're not tears of joy. What are you looking for? What are you most concerned about in assessing Barack Obama's ability to govern?
I think, honestly, if he turns out to be the president that he says he's going to be, pragmatic, centrist, coalition building, I think that's good for the country, and I look forward to that. I had some doubts due to sort of his past legislative record. But again, he's my president now, and I'm proud of the race that he ran, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
And he might just get your vote if he's running for a second term there. Justin, that's very magnanimous of you. Thanks so much for that.
No problem.
Justin Pitt in Franklin, Tennessee, where 69% of the vote went for John McCain, including the vote of Justin Pitt, who says Barack Obama is his president, and Bishop Lathonia Wright, who we spoke with back on Super Tuesday, is a Barack Obama voter from Roanoke. And at this point, Bishop Lathonia Wright has cried three times today. That's three times and counting. Tears of joy on election morning here in Campaign 08.
On The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.